the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft. Here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, it's the last Saturday before Christmas, so going to an actual brick-and-mortar store for last-minute Christmas shopping is the only option left for the millennial crowd. That expensive iPhone in their hand might as well be a turkey drumstick, because online shopping will not get your item delivered in time for Christmas morning. All those fancy apps are useless, too. Old-fashioned Christmas shopping officially begins today because there's no other choice. My rules are simple, and there's only one of them. If the shop won't gift-wrapped, then I'll find a shop that does gift-wrap. I'm a man, for crying out loud, and real men don't gift-wrap. Look it up. If you don't believe me, it's written somewhere in stone. Me, I'm done shopping, and almost went broke just tipping the folks in a building that need tipping. The on-site property manager, the 150-year-old concierge who mostly sleeps, the building's maintenance man who's been a lifesaver, the three different newspaper delivery folk because my wife won't read newspapers online, and the Molly Maid duo who come twice monthly and keep the place reasonably looking good. All expect their piece of the Christmas pie. If it all sounds like someone who does not like Christmas, you'd be wrong. At this point, I just want it over. I want to be stopped by the festive ride unit. Since I stopped drinking back in 2007, I've only been stopped once. Before that, it was almost a nightly ritual. Anyhow, we're almost there, thankfully. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. It's been a hell of a year, and winter just now beckons. But most important of all, be well, everyone. Be well. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. I need those little bells again. Every time we come in and out of a commercial break, I want the Christmas festive stuff.
My arms.
Oh, you can't do two at once. You can't run a bumper in that.
Oh, well, you can hear it.
I can't.
We have death.
There. Thank you. See? That's what I'm talking about. It is our Christmas episode. I don't know what's the matter with you. Thank you.
This actually sounds pretty good.
So does Mark, actually. Surprisingly, sounds very good.
Yeah.
Very good. He had a hell of a year, didn't he?
He did. You did, too.
Yeah, we all had, like, what's going on? Except for this guy. He's still just, you know, roaming around the world, doing his thing. International playboy, just like Jethro Bodine. He's our in-house safety expert. He is the retired former, no longer with, staff sergeant for the OPP. Bradley Schlarf, vacationing in Texas somewhere, South Padre Island or something. How you doing, buddy?
Bye. I'm down here where people talk, just like him.
Like who? We missed the first part of that. Sorry, Brad.
Jethro Bodine, double-aught 5.
double-aught 5. I love that guy. I could see everybody, especially millennials, trying to figure out who the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't even know, do you?
No.
Oh, man.
So should I Google it? Or just...
Oh, you need to Google Jethro for sure. For sure. How you doing, Brad?
Trailer Park Boys.
Yep. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really, really good. Now, a couple of comments here. So, first of all, when Mark says about real men don't wrap gifts, I thought it was real men don't eat quiche.
Yes, and, there's that.
With the Whaley comments on the backup goalie, just watch what happens to the Leafs when Freddie's out of the net.
Oh, that's not a good omen. Come on. We got to win one tonight with their backup, with Hutch.
We'll see.
Have the faith, my friend.
5 out of 6, though, good chance.
What is this ugly-looking fish that you caught? Well, tell me about this thing, this toadfish.
Well, John made the comment to me, the ugliest fish he's ever seen. I got to agree with him. So it's called a Gulf toadfish, and it kind of looks like a sculpin. It's all head and slimy body, and just they're pretty close to the ugliest-looking fish I ever caught.
Are they edible?
Well, apparently they're an Asian delicacy. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so you're saying you don't. What you're saying is, I don't know. Never tried one.
No, I'm saying I Googled it. Like, I was had no interest in eating it. I had no interest in touching it. So
what'd you do with it?
The picture, you know, I grabbed the hook with a pair of pliers and flipped it off over the side of the boat after a picture.
I caught one time, you know, I don't mean to turn this into the ugliest fish you ever caught story, but about 30 years ago, one of my first, wasn't the first, but early in my career to the West Coast, I was fishing off of one of those floating lodges in the North Passage off the shore of BC and north of Vancouver Island. Anyways, we're fishing off the dock waiting to go out salmon fishing, and I caught this thing. It was the ugliest looking fish ever. They called it a rat fish.
Oh.
For folks who are familiar with this thing, or if you're a transplanted BC native, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They called it a rat fish, and it is, God, it is ugly. How could that even be alive, being so ugly? But so I know a thing or two about ugly fish.
Want to bet it's not that tasty?
Listen, nobody on the dock, none of the guides or the owner of the owner of the establishment, none of them said, hey, keep that. Don't throw that back. They couldn't get it in, back in the water fast enough. So I'm going to assume it was not edible.
Something in the water eats it.
Nah, something will eat it for sure. So what's going on now? Are you all settled in?
Okay, so the next fishing adventure, I sent a couple of pictures, was of a far more attractive fish.
Okay.
Red snapper.
Snapper, yeah.
So nice. That's how come I bailed out last week in spite of aspersions from Chris about anything else, is that I was in the Gulf about 8 miles offshore, and we were catching big red snapper. And I sent the photo evidence. You know, every time I tell a fishing story, say, oh, let me see a picture. So I did.
He sounds like that too, eh? Isn't that awful?
And I'm sorely tempted to show a picture of the after product too, if we ate them that night.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was marvelous.
Nice.
They retail for $21 a pound U.S. down here. So,
you know, and I've said this before too. I'll say it again. I love this thing called Chilean sea bass. And for anybody who has been under its spell, like I have for a number of years, you know that it's like $45 a pound. It's insanely expensive. Therefore, I don't eat it very often. But I got to tell you, the secret is out. A secret is out, and I unlocked the secret earlier this year while I was doing a Fishing Canada episode in the Bay of Fundy, and out of Economy, Nova Scotia. And I was served for the first time a striped bass. That's Chilean sea bass. That's what I've been paying $40+ a pound for. Unbelievable. So if you get a chance to eat stripers, oh, my God. It is like candy.
But they're everywhere on the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever tried one?
No.
No, exactly. We've never eaten them before. Well, guess what? We've been paying huge bucks for them under a different name from supposedly a different part of the world. But it is exactly the same. And it is that fish because the skin that's left on when you buy it at the market, it's got that same striper skin. Same color, same marking, same everything. So I know I'm right.
You get this kind of feeling in the pit of the stomach when you've been ripped off a bunch of times.
Yeah, no kidding. So talk to us about Christmas in Texas, Shorefew. What's going to happen this year?
So the place that we stay is full of people from mostly the northern U.S., and there's a few people from Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta here too. So what they do is that, you know, they're all lonesome old people like me, so they get together and have a big potluck.
Nice.
We'll get up in the morning, and Paula will make something absolutely divine. It'll be the finest dish on the table, and probably 100, 150 people will go there, and whatever they bring, and it'll turn out to be quite a Christmas feast.
Nice, nice. I can see you
and
there.
We'll FaceTime with our kids and all that other fun, so ho, ho, ho.
Perfect. Ho, ho, ho to you too, my friend, and I wish you all the best. Nothing but joy and happiness, and may all your fish be edible. How's that while you're down there?
Edible or photographable?
Perfect. Photographable. All right, buddy, you take care of yourself, and Merry Christmas to you, man.
Jethro Bodine signing off. Merry Christmas to you too.
That is our roving safety expert, Bradley Schlorf, coming to us as he will all winter. From Texas,
yep.
On the Gulf.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Ugh. One day, when I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Grow up, listen to the radio show. You go do the radio show down in Texas, you know?
Yeah, maybe we could do that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.